Now I'm thrilled to have Josiah with me. He's in sixth grade, and Shane is with him. Let me say hello to each of them. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I'm fine. Shane, how old are you?
I am 30.
And how about you, Josiah?
I am 12.
I always like to thank you for answering that.
Yes.
But people need to know how these relationships are established. Do you have kids yourself?
I do not. I do not have any kids. Three dogs, no kids.
So this gives you a chance to have a lot of fun, I bet. What got you interested in doing this?
So for years I worked with youth at my old job, and then I kind of switched up careers and no longer worked with kids. So when this presented itself, I thought it would be cool to get back into.
I bet. Do you mind explaining what you used to do?
Yeah, I used to be into social work, but I worked with kids, so I was a kid social worker.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sure you must have really missed that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And Josiah, how long have the two of you been matched as brothers?
About a year and a couple months now, I think.
Yeah, we just had our year not too long ago.
Yeah.
And can you tell me about some of the things you like doing together?
Oh, yeah. We go to his house, play with the dogs. We, go out to restaurants and stuff like that.
Josiah doesn't have dogs yet.
Yeah, I'm getting a Yorkie soon, though, probably, yeah.
So he takes full advantage of my dogs.
What community do you live in?
Brentwood.
And you're homeschooled?
Yeah,
so
I am.
So it's nice, I'm sure, you're finishing up sixth grade, right?
Yeah.
So getting out to spend some time with Josiah has got to be great. What kind of things do you like to do in general? Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I'm in music a lot, yeah.
What do you play?
I play a lot. I play piano, trombone, ukulele, electric and acoustic guitar.
Wow.
And I beatbox and I sing.
You know, I don't know if you heard me mention before that we have some musicians coming up in our next segment that are your age, and we have some that are younger than you and older than you. Would you be interested, maybe Shane can bring you in coming down and playing sometime?
Oh, yeah,
we'd
definitely.
Love. And if you want to beatbox, I don't want to have you do it when you're not ready.
Yeah,
but,
I'm ready. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll do that in a little bit then.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I wish we had a ukulele here or any of the other instruments you mentioned. How did you learn how to play all these instruments?
I am self-taught at beatboxing and piano. I actually self-taught myself enough to have a solo in the spring concert.
Wow.
Yeah, not even a month ago. And then in fourth grade, I started playing my first instrument, and that was the trombone. And that is probably one of my strength instruments, definitely. And I've always been able to sing.
That's amazing. Who else is in your family at home?
We have my pap, my mom, my other mom, and my little brother, Elijah.
Wow. And are any of them musical, too?
No, not really.
So you're a standout as, just amazed.
It comes from my mom's side because I'm adopted. So technically, the people who I live with, yeah, they're my parents, but they're not biologically my parents.
I see.
So, yeah, I get my music from my mom.
From your biological
mom.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. What do you think you want to do when you get older?
Definitely a music career.
Yeah, I can tell. And Shane, you're nodding your head. Have you heard Josiah play?
Every time we see each other.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. So, can you tell me a little bit about how Shane has made a difference in your life?
He's actually taught me a lot. I wasn't around dogs much. I didn't really, I was just always with my family, and now I have another person to look up to. So, yeah.
That's really important, isn't it? How about for you, Shane? If you were to maybe think about your life today compared with what it was like before the two of you met.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have many kids around me or in my family. Everyone in my family is a little bit older, so just how it keeps me doing things I maybe wouldn't normally do. We have a lot of fun doing things.
Kobe's like your kid.
Kobe is like a kid, yeah.
My dog. Could Kobe one of the dogs?
Yeah, he sat on me the first time I met him.
He's a big German Shepherd.
Yes, he's very big.
That's something, I mean, I don't know if you are single or what your household is like. That's a lot of dogs to take care of.
It wasn't planned, but it ended up that way. Yeah.
He recently got his third.
Yep.
Yeah, Kobe and Jack. Jack's the other, like the third one. Yeah, they love playing. They like play tug of war, helping the upstairs. It's really funny.
Do you help take care of the dogs sometimes, or you've met them all?
Yeah.
It sounds like.
He tires them out, so it's good.
I can't imagine. I don't have the bandwidth for a dog. That would be very hard for me to do. And it sounds like you'd like to have a dog someday, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone to see where Shane works?
No.
Nope, he's never been there.
Nope.
Yeah, sometimes it's fun to do that. What subjects do you like in school besides music?
I like art. We're getting another, like, a real piano soon, like tomorrow. Yeah.
Nice.
Because my mom recently bought one on Facebook. And my other mom was like, why do we need another piano? He already has a keyboard. But I like the real one because I think it would sound a lot better because, you know, it's a real one, not some keyboard.
Yeah, and you feel the real vibrations.
Yeah.
And you probably, do you think sometimes that you hear things that other people, that you hear things differently than other people?
Yeah, definitely.
Can you explain, like, some examples
of
that?
So, like, it's hard to explain because sometimes, like, it's someone hears it a different way and you hear it, like, one way. So, like, for instance, some people who aren't, like, around music much may think that it's just noise or whatever. But, however, to a lot of people out there who think it's great, and just some people out there don't have the ear for that.
Yeah, and I'm sure if you hear something that's off key or off tempo or isn't quite right, does that kind of bother you if you hear it that way, or you can detect it right away?
I can detect it right away, but I don't really like say anything. I just either, like, if it's me that's playing, I just keep on playing and I try to avoid that again, or if it's someone else playing, I just say, well, I don't really say anything. I just keep it to myself.
Yeah, that's the polite way to do it, for sure.
Also, I think of all the things me and Josiah do, I think some of his favorite things is driving around in the car, listening to music, and he picks music and tells me about it.
Yep.
So you know music pretty well.
Different. Yeah, I do.
Do you know different, like, what are some of the kinds of music you like to listen to?
I listen to rap, pop. Somebody that I really, really, like, kind of look up to and I want to be like him one day is Bruno Mars, definitely. In fact, I actually sang a Bruno Mars song in the talent show last year, and everybody went crazy. Half of the girls in my grade teared up, and then all the fourth graders liked me after that, and I was like, oh, no.
You had all these younger students liking you?
Yes, it was really, really awkward. It was really weird.
Fame is tough.
You
know, it is. Shane, do you play a musical instrument?
I do not.
You could probably learn to play one if you wanted to.
Yes.
So do you want to beatbox?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have to do anything to prepare, or you've got the mic?
Yeah, pretty much ready.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to get out of the way, and we're going to listen to Josiah from Brentwood, representing Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and let him take it away.
All right. This is something that I've been working on. It's part of, like, a project that I've been working on for the past 2 years or good. So it's called Wither. I guess here we go.
That was amazing. That was absolutely the snare drum like sound that you were making. Do you know the one I mean? I really liked the way. Yeah, I can't even imagine how you do that.
I actually learned that about not even like just about a year ago. So like last Christmas, I've been beatboxing, but it wasn't as good until I learned the snare part. Definitely. I usually use three or so main sounds, which is the actual like beat. So it's, and then my snare is, and then like cymbal.
Yeah. The snare gets up into your nose a little bit, it seems like. Yeah, that's hard.
And then I hum in the back of my throat at the same time.
It's just, that blows me away. And it may not be as apparent as you're listening on the radio right now, but that was Josiah, no backing tracks, nobody else. That was just all coming out of his mouth and out of his head. And
I beatbox songs too.
Yeah. Do you want to do another one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there's time. Go ahead.
I could like beatbox like a song if I know it.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, like, let's see here.
Could you do, like, Happy Birthday? I don't want
to... Yeah, it's kind of hard to do Happy Birthday because of the fact that it doesn't really have a beat.
Okay.
But if it has a beat,
Good point, yeah. Good point. Well, you can choose any song you want.
So, for instance, Erica here, she has a, she also has a little, and she loves XXXTentacion. And I can beatbox a lot of his songs. For instance, like, Sad. I could also do Look At Me by him as well. But yeah, I do a lot of like rap music with that.
You are amazing. And, we will make sure that we can feature you in a larger way sometime on a future program. I'd really like to do that. That's Josiah of Brentwood with Big Brother Shane. We just have a couple seconds, but I want to turn to Erica. Anything new to report with Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Well, Josiah mentioned that I'm a big sister, and I do that through the Mentor 2.0 program at Brashear High School. And right now we're gearing up for next year. We have an upcoming 120 students into the ninth grade class, and we need 120 mentors for them. So we're really, really hoping to get everybody matched this coming year.
Excellent. How can people learn more about the program?
Go right onto our website, bbbspgh.org, and you can find information there. You can call our office and talk to our recruitment specialists, and we're happy to talk with you about any way you can get involved in the agency.
Excellent. Well, Shane and Josiah, I have a pass to the Children's Museum that you can use today or anytime you choose. And this also lets you go in to Museum Lab, where you'll find an SLB satellite studio with a mixer and microphones and headphones, and you can rock out and enjoy yourself there. And there's plenty of things to do in this building as well. Museum Lab is just across the way. Josiah, anything else you wanted to say, or Shane?
No, not that I could think of.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks
for being here. Yeah, it was a real pleasure to have you here. And Erica, thank you.